ABC Radio Australia.
Politicians in Guam and CNMI have asked for a deadline of January 12th on deep sea mining consultations to be pushed, warning local communities don't have enough information to take part meaningfully. The request comes amid renewed pressure from Washington following executive declarations by US President Donald Trump aimed at accelerating seabed mining. Federal ocean agencies are planning to lease more than 35 million acres of ocean floor for mineral extraction, including areas near the Mariana Trench, one of the most fragile and least understood ecosystems on the planet. Now, reporter Jordan Fennell spoke with Micronesian Conservation Coalition Executive Director Julie Hartop, who is urging people to speak up.
Julie, politicians from both Guam and CNMI, they've come out to ask for a push of a deadline for comments about this proposal for deep sea mining. They say local communities don't have enough information to take part in these consultations. What are you seeing on the ground about this?
I 100% agree. I mean, even as a scientist, working with some of the different environmental concerns in the region, we don't have enough information, and I don't think there's been enough information or research done prior to actually answer questions that probably the community is going to have and that I have as a scientist as well. So, also this extending of this comment was done over Christmas, so we're all wanting to be with our families, and culturally it is, we're very family and community centric culture here. And so that wasn't taken in consideration. And so I think on both sides, this is 100% accurate that our governors are very in touch with the people and the communities, and we want to know more information.
And on that information, what do you think is sort of like the key information that communities and scientists like yourself would like to see to be able to give feedback and give those consultations about this proposal for deep sea mining?
Well, I want to see the back research for it. So, what are going to be what are the short term and long term effects or implications, and how might that affect us long term? It seems like with the administration that's been in office, there seems to be this very quick to action without really knowing what the cause or what's going to be the fallout. And it actually then really falls on individual people that that are then taxed with all of this, either, so how does this affect the microbial health of our ocean in this region? Not just overall, but, for our region where we are very dependent on it as a food source. So I think those things need to be addressed. Where is that research? Can you give us guarantees? What is this new technology that's going to be used, and has it been fully tested, or are we again in this region going to be the testing area for things?
The U.S. federal ocean agencies are planning to lease more than 35 million acres of ocean floor for this mineral extraction. What concerns do you have about this?
I have so many concerns. So I think for me, the biggest one has been, what is this going to do to the microbial health of the ocean? And it's a very kind of, even for me as a scientist, because it's not my area of study, but, you're given kind of these, understanding of these cycles that happen in the ocean, when you go through your studies, and it's all kind of interconnected. And as I mentioned before, I look as the ocean as like the blood of the earth. And that's because you have, these microbials, like from bacteria and viruses, that do this like carbon cycle that allow air that have like go down to the deep, decaying matter down at the, it all is a recyclable, beautiful cycle that happens that really brings life to Earth. It brings, the air we breathe. It interacts with the atmosphere. And so, you know, we really, you know, I've heard this so many times going through school, that we know more about, you know, outer space than we do about our deep sea. But yet now we're going to go down and we're going to just mine this whole area without knowing anything about it. And yet we have such reliant on this, you know, is it so, you know, if we go and we remove that, how does that affect that cycle?
And have you submitted any feedback? And what did you say?
We are getting ready to. So we are ones that we have been working on a document that we will be submitting as an organization to our concerns and things that need to be addressed. Yes. You know, when I sat down thinking about it and was like, of course, one of my concerns was our reef manta ray. We have a critically endangered number here on Guam. It is one of the, it's what I'm doing my research on. And you have like, we have a tiny, tiny population and we have tons of reef sightings, which tells you that whatever habitat they're using is very important and that you have this adult survival ship. But if you remove any of that, then even I was doing the statistics on it, removing, you know, 20% of that, if something were to happen, 20% of that number. And for Guam, it's 65 individuals. That's it. So 20% are affected in any way that these adults are removed, the population begins to crash. And so, you know, those types of things, you know, we need to know what are these specifics, you know, that yes, maybe reef manta rays aren't endangered for the U.S. as a whole, but for Guam, they are, you know, for our area where you're wanting to do this type of mining and our mantas are different. Our mantas don't use the reef as much. Their more percentage of their time is spent at depth or spent at these deeper depths. So you're looking at between 250 to 500 meters that they spend a lot of their time.
Last year, a similar situation in American Samoa played out when it came to submitting feedback on the proposal. That territory submitted approximately 76,000 comments during its comment period, and roughly 98% opposed a similar deep sea mining proposal. Despite that overwhelming public opposition, the U.S. Federal Ocean Agency announced it was still going to move forward with its environmental review for the deep sea mining. How does that make you feel about the situation facing Guam and CNMI?
I mean, I think, unfortunately, we've had to deal with this historically for a very, very long time, you know, that we have concerns about environmental of land or different you know, ocean use. And it's just not listened to. It's not, you know, we're probably going to see the same scenario happen that we saw in America Samoa. So it's disheartening, you know, because you would hope that people would see like the health of the ocean, even though it's right here in our backyard, really affects everyone. The ocean is the blood, you know, and so it circulates around. And so there needs to be this universal concern about ocean health. But there's always this drive of like, what can we get from it? And individuals or companies or even countries where it, you know, it doesn't matter as long as it looks, you know, they get the money for that time. You know, it's just, it's honestly, it's disheartening.
And that there is Micronesian Conservation Coalition Executive Director Julie Hartop speaking there.